it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Because money matters. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Caregiving may pull people out of the workforce, but the skills gained, empathy, crisis management, adaptability, can strengthen resumes and spark new careers rather than hurt them. We welcome in Michelle Reisdorf, Chicago jobs expert with the Robert Half Company in Chicago. Michelle, thank you for joining us today. And this is especially well-timed because it was this week, I think, I came across a post on LinkedIn by a hiring manager who said one of their most recent hires was someone who took time off for a couple of years to take care of an ailing relative and hired that person for these skills that we talked about in the introduction. But you have to meet the right sort in order to make that work.
Yes, absolutely. You know, with it being a candidate short market over the last couple of years, more and more employers have turned to more skills-based hiring and covering all of the, you know, somewhat soft skills that you mentioned in your opening is a great place to start when looking for the right person.
Now, if you've taken some time off to care for an ailing relative or the kids are out of the house and you want to jump back into the workforce and you have a gap of a couple of years and you want to put caregiver on the resume, how do you do it? And how do you do it in such a way that it helps you float to the top?
Well, I think you just need to sit down and think about all the things you were responsible for as a caregiver. You know, as you said, like problem solving, research, you know, sometimes even negotiation skills, you know, with insurance agencies, and empathy, even, you know, so important nowadays, thinking about how to convey that. And, you know, you can oftentimes work with a recruiter to help pull through those skills on a resume to make that show. You know, I think the key thing is you want to be transparent about those things. I think sometimes people are really scared about those skills gaps. They don't know how to explain them. Sometimes they try to hide them. But, you know, to me, that transparency is always more admirable than simply leaving that, you know, blank spot on your resume.
And especially in this day and age where everyone's trying to figure out what they can do in their skill set that cannot be replicated by AI, skills such as negotiation and empathy that you pick up just as part of being a caregiver, the AI can't fake that, and chances are it never will.
1,000%. And those are skills that our employers are looking for nowadays, those soft skills that often make you really stand out from the rest. So, you know, don't be ashamed of them, share them, and, you know, think about, especially caregivers, healthcare is one of the hottest hiring industries nowadays, and there are so many different roles available in healthcare that you can take those skills as a caregiver and apply them to multiple positions in a very hot industry.
And this is also a situation in which networking is no doubt paramount, because you probably can't make that sale if you're just blankly responding to applications you see on job sites. But if there's someone in your network or in your life who just knows how hard you're working as a caregiver, that's going to make an impression.
So true. You know, the who you know always comes through strong when looking for opportunities, applying for jobs. Like you said, ask for those recommendations, whether it's a colleague, a former manager, a family member that knows something. Consider contract work as a way to ease yourself back into the industry, right? Sometimes just getting a few contract jobs under your belt coupled with those soft skills will help you land the right position. But absolutely use every resource available to you. What you did was admirable, and I will tell you, some company will be really happy and proud to hire you for it.
Michelle Reisdorf, Chicago jobs expert with the Robert Half Company in Chicago, thank you for joining us today. Still ahead in Entrepreneur Friday, a businessman whose mission is to spread deli goodness everywhere.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.